One other point that I would like to take a moment or two to make a little bit more in detail is this one. The problem of moral values and ethical judgments is one into which science cannot enter, as I have already indicated, and which I don't know of any particular way to word. However, I see one possibility. There may be others, but I see one possibility. You see, we need some kind of a mechanism, something like the trick we have to make an observation and believe it, a scheme for choosing moral values. Now, in the days of Galileo, there were great arguments about what makes a body fall, all kinds of arguments about the medium and the pushes and the pulls and so on. And what Galileo did was disregard all the arguments and decide if it fell and how fast it fell and just describe that. On that, everybody could agree. And keep on studying in that direction on what everyone can agree and never mind the machinery and the theory underneath as long as possible. And then gradually, with the accumulation of experience, you find other theories underneath that are more satisfactory, perhaps. There were in the early days of science terrible arguments about, for instance, light. Newton did some experiments which showed that a light beam separated and spread with a prism would never get separated again. Why did he have to argue with Hooke? He had to argue with Hooke because of the theories of the day about what light was like and so on. He wasn't arguing whether the phenomenon was right. Hooke took a prism and saw that it was true. So the question is whether it is possible to do something analogous and work by analogy with moral problems. I believe that it is not at all impossible that there be agreements on consequences, that we agree on the net result, but maybe not on the reason we do what we ought to do. That the argument that existed in the early days of the Christians as to, for instance, whether Jesus was of a substance like the Father, or of the same substance as the Father, which when translated into the Greek became the argument between the Homoiousians and the Homoousians. Laugh, but people were hurt by that. Reputations were destroyed. People were killed, arguing whether it's the same or similar. And today, we should learn that lesson and not have an argument as to the reason why we agree if we agree. I therefore consider the encyclical of Pope John XXIII, which I have read, to be one of the most remarkable occurrences of our time and a great step to the future. I can find no better expression of my beliefs of morality, of the duties and responsibilities of mankind, people to other people, than is in that encyclical. I do not agree with some of the machinery which supports some of the ideas, that they spring from God, perhaps, I don't personally believe, or that some of these ideas are the natural consequence of ideas of earlier popes, in a natural and perfectly sensible way.